In this lecture, we're going to cover another relief called Returned Goods Relief, or RGR for short. The legislation is contained in Articles 185 to 187 of the Code and Articles 844 to 856 of the Implementing Regs. Let's put RGR into context. You manufacture bicycles in the UK and you export them to your customer. However, due to an outbreak of war, the country concerned is not allowing imports from other countries at present. So, our bikes get returned to us. But do we have to pay customs duty when they arrive back in the UK? Given what we know already, we would need to complete our import declaration C88, and without special rules, would have to pay customs duty and import VAT to customs. However, seeing as these goods are community-produced goods, and it is not our fault that they are being returned, this would seem a bit harsh. This is where RGR can help. It applies where community goods have been exported, they are re-imported to free circulation in the EU within a 3-year period. Although customs may extend this 3-year period if it is due to special circumstances, and they are re-imported in the same state in which they have been exported. If these conditions are satisfied, then the goods will be allowed in free of duty. RGR also gives relief for excise duty and import VAT. If you want to look up the details of the VAT relief in your legislation, then you will find it in a couple of places. One is Regulation 121D of Statutory Instrument 2518 of 1995. This implements the European legislation, which is contained in Council Directive 112 of 2006. There are separate conditions that apply for goods to qualify for excise duty relief. We are only going to concentrate on the customs duty relief. RGR is also available if you only re-import a proportion of the exported products. You will find this in Article 845 of the Implementing Regs. We have already mentioned that one of the conditions for obtaining duty relief under RGR is that the goods must be re-imported in the same state as they were originally exported. Like with most rules, there is an exception to this. The goods can be handled, which means they can undergo operations, but only if the purpose is to maintain them in good condition. You'll find this in Article 846 of the Implementing Regs. So, does this mean that if our products have been processed in any other way before being re-imported into the EU, that we cannot get any duty relief? Well, take a look at the following scenario. You are a producer of a chemical in the UK. You have carried out research into the production of a new type of household cleaner. In order to manufacture this cleaner, you need to send your chemical abroad to be combined with another chemical. The overseas manufacturer carries out the process and combines the chemicals into the new cleaner. However, the operation is not very successful. For some reason, the two chemicals react in such a way to make a cleaner that severely burns skin. It turns out that it is your chemical that has caused this. The overseas manufacturer is not very pleased, so he sends all your unused chemical back to you, saying that it has proved to be unsuitable for its intended use. Now, when the chemical arrives back in the UK, you have to declare it to customs on a C88 as normal. But, do you have to pay duty on it, given that it originated in the EU in the first place? In these circumstances, you can obtain total relief from customs duty. This complies with Article 846, subsection 1, brackets A, that the goods have been re-imported in the same state as they were originally exported. Now, what if the overseas manufacturer, as well as returning any unused chemical, also sends you the finished household cleaner product that he has made? Perhaps he does this because he doesn't want to dispose of it in his own country. Can you claim RGR on its import, even though it has received processing other than handling, to maintain it in good condition? You can claim RGR by virtue of Article 846, subsection 1, brackets B of the Implementing Regs. It applies where goods have been processed but have proved to be unsuitable for their intended use or are defective, and this did not become apparent until after the processing had started. This is what has happened in our scenario. In this case, however, your chemical is being returned with a non-EU chemical that has not yet had duty paid on it. You might not get full relief. To calculate the relief, you have to imagine the goods had been exported under outward processing relief. You can see this in Article 846, Subsection 2 of the Implementing Regs. You might want to replay the lecture on OPR to have a reminder as to how this is calculated. We've covered how the duty relief works, but what other conditions do we need to satisfy? In order to claim RGR, correct export and import formalities must be carried out. On importation to free circulation, we need to attach evidence that the product was originally exported. This could be in the form of an export declaration or an information sheet that may have been completed at the time of export by the customs authorities, a so-called INF3. You can see an example of an INF3 in Annex 110 of the Implementing Regs. These are often used where goods are exported from one member state and re-imported into another. On our import declaration, the C88, it is important to ensure that we use the correct CPC or Customs Procedure Code. This will tell the authorities that we are importing the goods to RGR and therefore don't have to pay the full duty. We said a minute ago that an acceptable form of evidence is the INF3 and that it is issued at the time of export. This means the exporter would need to know at that point that the goods are likely to be re-imported. In our example earlier, the exporter of the chemical did not think that his chemical would be unsuitable for its intended use, so unless he was psychic, he wouldn't have requested an INF3. If you don't happen to have such foresight and planning, then customs may retrospectively issue an INF3. They will need to be satisfied that the goods were exported. What if we don't have the export declaration or the INF3? Well, all is not lost because Article 848 of the Implementing Regs says that relief might still be given on production of alternative evidence. For example, this could be a bill of lading or an invoice showing the destination of the goods. For products within the Common Agricultural Policy, there may be additional considerations. For example, their exportation might have given rise to export refunds. Where this has happened, RGR will be given if the importer repays the refunds he has received. For these types of products, there are more restrictive circumstances as to why the goods have had to be returned to the UK. These are covered in Article 844 of the Implementing Regs. To give you an illustration, 1. Is that the goods were returned by the consignee because they turned out to be defective. Another is that the goods are not able to enter the intended country of use due to the laws of that country preventing them. For example, you are sending beef abroad and the country concerned implements a ban. And thirdly, where the goods could not be used for their intended purpose and this was beyond the UK exporter's control. For example, for consumption or sale in the course of a trade fair and they have not been consumed or sold at that trade fair. For these types of products, the 3-year time limit does not apply. They must be re-imported within 12 months. Time for some examples. On the screen are a series of statements that you need to answer, with either true or false. Type in the box next to each question either the word true or the word false. After you've done them all, press the enter key and the answers will be revealed. Returned goods relief does give relief from customs duty, so that was true. Returned goods relief does give relief from import VAT, so that was true as well. Non-agricultural goods should be re-imported within 3 years of export. That was also true. Agricultural goods can be imported under RGR. Again, another true. RGR can give relief from excise duty. Yet another true. At last, one that is false. Evidence of export does not have to be an export declaration. It could be in the form of an INF3 information document, invoice, or bill of lading, etc. Customs can extend the RGR time limit, so that was also false.